Just staying in the Middle East for a moment, but for much happier reasons, I think. I'm going to speak now to Movie Time's Julie Rigg. She's in Dubai at the moment. She's one of the international film critics on the jury of the Dubai International Film Festival. Julie, thanks very much for speaking to us.
Hi, Waleed.
Well, thank you very much. Now, this film festival is fairly new on the scene, which is not much of a surprise if you know anything about Dubai. Most that there is.
Fairly new on the scene.
Yeah. What are your impressions of the festival?
It's early days, but they've got a very ambitious spread and a whole lot of excellent programs all running side by side. We're judging film features and short films from the Arab world only. That's their main competition.
Okay.
So it's been frustrating that there are so many other terrific films in the Africa-Asia program and, international premieres that I can't get to.
Yeah.
I think it's going well, actually.
So how would you describe the state of Arab cinema at the moment?
Well, it's uneven. It has been for a long time, because there are countries with a terrific long film tradition. Egypt, Lebanon's another one that's come on very strongly, the French influence, Algeria, and so forth. And then there are various states which are just starting to put a toe in the water in terms of film production. One of the big excitements of the festival is a film which will be screening here tonight, but which I've managed to see in advance. It's the first feature film ever made in Saudi Arabia, which doesn't have cinemas.
Yeah, right.
It's by a woman director. It's called Waja, and it's actually a very right-on film about a young girl who wants to ride a bicycle.
Right. So, hang on, but just to be clear, this is not just the first Saudi Arabian film. It's also the first film by a female director in Saudi Arabia. So, a couple of firsts there in one film.
Indeed. And Hafa al-Mansour, who was educated in America and also in Sydney, Australia. She did postgraduate studies in cinema there. Has made a very interesting film looking at the situation of women in Saudi Arabia through the eyes of a 10-year-old girl, Waja, who is being educated in a traditional school, and she's being taught by the usual processes of carrot and stick, reward and punishment to learn her womanly role, to be submissive. But she's a tomboy. She wants to ride a bike.
Right.
And so she sets out to save up to the money to buy this bike, the only way she can, which is to join the religious class at school and enter a statement, enter a competition to recite the Quran. There are all kinds of other things happening. Her mother is increasingly concerned because their father wants a son, and there are rumours that he'll take a second wife.
Yep.
It's a very thorough but not didactic, it's quite engaging examination of the pressures on women in this very closed society. I know you've covered some of the attempts by women in Saudi Arabia, the new generation, for the right to drive. I don't think I'd ever grasped what a hassle it is not to have this freedom.
Oh, more than a hassle. Like the impact it has on them socially because of the restrictions on mobility, and then what that means for just the general sociology of the country. It's no doubt it's profound. You're in an amazing place right now to be able to tell us what the impact, I mean, given that film is a cultural institution and a cultural expression, what the impact of the recent upheaval in the Middle East has been on that cultural expression. Have you picked anything up?
I'm learning furiously as I go, but I've seen an interesting film from Egypt that I want to talk about, particularly given the situation there at the moment and the upcoming referendum, the triumph of the Islamic Brotherhood and Morsi at the elections and so on. This film is called Winter of Discontent. It's by Ibrahim El-Battour. He's a Batut, sorry. He's a very distinguished Egyptian war correspondent who's covered many wars and then turned to feature filmmaking. This is his third feature. He actually began making it during the original events in Tahrir Square and had to halt production for a few months as the events sort of outstripped him. Mm. It tells the story of that uprising through the eyes of three characters. An activist, Amir, who has been tortured, and we see this in flashback. A journalist, Farah, who fronts a state television program and who rebels against the kind of controls put on she and her co-broadcaster to deny or finesse events in the square, so as, quote, not to cause panic. And a senior officer in the state security police, Adele. And it gives a very clear picture of the different ways in which the Mubarak regime used bribes, repression, torture, brutality to silence people.
Mm.
The question that some people have had about this film is whether events have overtaken it. I think it's very interesting the way it ends because it makes it very clear that this is not a film about Arab Spring, but about an ongoing situation, winter of discontent.
Yeah.
And it's quite a brave film because film censorship has become much more overt in Egypt in the past year.
Mm.
And this was a cinema with a glorious tradition.
Oh, yes, especially in the sort of the colonial era my parents grew up in. I remember watching them all those, I remember them watching all those black and white classic Egyptian films and sort of grew up on them. And then it all went a bit cheese after that. But
there were great modernists as well, like Yusuf Shaheen, who only died 4 years ago. And so sad that he didn't.
No, we've lost Julie. That's no good.
Oh,
there you are. I mean, we just lost your line for a moment there, Julie. I'm going to have to move anyway. But look, great to speak to you there. All the best with your judging and introducing us to some of those films because they're more than just cultural expressions now. They're going to be artifacts of a really important age in that region, I would have thought. So you're in a privileged position and we've been privileged to speak to you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Waleed.
Julie Rigg, presenter of Movie Time, speaking to us there from Dubai, where she's currently a judge in the Dubai International Film Festival. New festival on the map, but there you go. It's 26 minutes to 8.